USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
During a cabinet meeting at the White House, President Trump accused Democrats of being obstructionists and insisted that a massive border wall will be built anyway. This as Democrats and Republicans are working out an agreement that would fund 25% of the government and also provide border security. The president on the Democrats negotiating.
I am extremely unhappy with what the Democrats have given us. They're doing the country no favor. They are hurting our country very badly.
The president also remains upbeat about trade talks with China, saying that he wants a real deal done and not a cosmetic fix. After 2 years, 200 interviews, the Senate Intelligence Committee is approaching the end of its investigation into the 2016 election, having uncovered no direct evidence of a conspiracy between the Trump campaign and Russia. That's according to Democrats and Republicans on that committee. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Hello, Ted from Russell Stover here. Listen, guys, we are great at a lot of things. Memorizing football stats, brewing craft beer, mounting TVs. But remembering Valentine's Day? Not so much. Luckily, I'm here to remind you to get your Valentine chocolates from Russell Stover. Just swing by the store, grab a heart-shaped box, and give it to someone special. Easy enough? Good. Because that's all you gotta do. Just, don't forget. Russell Stover. Make happy.
Vice President Mike Pence will visit Auschwitz death camp on Friday and take a tour of a memorial site dedicated to the Jews that were killed in Poland. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
This will be his first visit to the Auschwitz death camp in southern Poland that was operated by Nazi Germany during World War II. Mr. Pence is visiting the Central European country as part of a U.S.-Poland conference on peace in the Middle East. The conference is a gathering of several nations concerned about Iran's influence in the Middle East. While in Warsaw, Mr. Pence will meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
A winter storm is moving across the United States, bringing snow, sleet, ice, and commuter headaches to more than 100 million people from Seattle to New York. Seattle resident Pat Andrews says Seattle's just not used to this much snow.
If we get an inch of snow, it really messes with things. Lots of hills. It's just not something we're used to out here.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The astronaut husband of former Arizona Congresswoman Gabby Giffords has made it official.
I care about people. I care about the state of Arizona. I care about this nation. So because of that, I've decided that I'm launching a campaign for the United States Senate.
Mark Kelly is the first Democrat to announce that he's running for the seat that is currently occupied by Republican Martha McSally. Kelly has big plans for when he gets to Washington.
Arizonans are facing incredibly challenging issues here in the years to come. Access to affordable health care, the stagnation of wages, job growth, the economy.
Good news for Marvel fans as we hear from USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
That's it. No more Mr. Nice Duck. Let the female creature go.
Streaming service Hulu is teaming up with Marvel to make several animated series based on characters from the Marvel Universe. Since the deal was just signed, there's no estimate on when the series will be streaming. The four separate animated series are based on comic book characters like Howard the Duck. Director Kevin Smith is one of those who've signed deals with the streaming service to help produce the cartoons. Smith will work on the Howard the Duck series. Other shows revolve around M.O.D.O.K., a villain with an enormous head, Hit Monkey, about a Japanese snow monkey turned assassin, and Tigra and Dazzler, two superheroes who work in Los Angeles.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
From St. George News Radio, here's what's trending today on stgeorgenews.com. A candlelight vigil is being held tonight near Stapley Pharmacy at Dino Crossing to honor Brad Stapley, a well-known St. George pharmacist who died last week in an avalanche in central Utah. Utah lawmakers say proposed legislation penalizing renters for lying about owning an emotional support animal is for the benefit of both landlords and people with legitimate disabilities. Failure to yield after a stop resulted in a crash at 900 East and Red Hills Parkway Monday morning, and competing visions about saving taxpayers money by merging two St. George elementary schools will be the subject of a public meeting today. Details on these and other breaking news stories from stgeorgenews.com. From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, sunny and 53 today, partly cloudy and 33 overnight. Tomorrow, cloudy with a 50% chance of rain and 55. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
If the NSA is listening, we can at least be entertaining. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I was born in a cellar at home, delivered by Dr. McGraw. We had one bedroom for my sister, myself, and my parents. We had a half bath and a kitchen. 7.5 years we lived in that place. There was no welfare. There was no food stamps. There was no safety net. But I always had plenty to eat. Because every time I asked for seconds, my dad would say, no, you had plenty. But the reason I was born with a silver spoon, my dad had only gone to the third grade. That's all the education he had. But why was I born with a silver spoon in my mouth? Because I was taught by my parents that life's a matter of making choices. Wherever you are, good or bad, because of choices you make. Don't blame anybody else, but if you get an education, you're willing to work and overcome problems and difficulties, in this great country, you can amount to something. That's why I was born with a silver spoon. I was in this country and I was taught personal responsibility for choices you made.
Amen. That was Coach Lou Holtz. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. KateDalyRadio.com for podcasts of the show. Kate on the Blaze on Twitter. The Kate Daly Show on Facebook. Join me in all those places. Uncle Melty, how are you?
I'm good. I'm
yeah?
Good.
Mm-hmm. I think we found Ruth Bader Ginsburg. hat tip, Jimmy. There was a story on Babylon Bee. Oh, gosh. I kept laughing so hard. Half human, half robot justice enters Supreme Court, introduces self as Ruth Bader Ginsburg. sorry. Let me just give you the first sentence. Yesterday, after the United States Supreme Court opened and justices began filling in, the half robot, half human with the face of Ruth Bader Ginsburg entered wielding an arm cannon, body armor, enhanced retinal targeting, and an integrated jetpack. I am Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Please proceed, the cybernetic justice said to her colleagues, then reclined in her provided Windsor chair, which was instantly crushed by the weight of her new cybernetic body. I love the Babylon Bee. Oh, gosh.
There's some funny stuff.
Oh, man, they're funny. Yeah. They really poke fun at some stuff. And still no proof of anything in that. Just wanted to say. I know. There's still, nobody has a shred of proof, a picture, nothing.
Some of their satire, you could actually imagine it to be true, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, you have to be careful. look at this headline. Elizabeth Warren admits to wearing a pale face outfit at college costume party.
Oh, what would we do without these publications, I swear. We were talking earlier about the crazy parade of lunatics, and you have to laugh at this stuff. In this article about Ginsburg, it said she didn't even blink, said Judge Sotomayor, who claims that the cyborg justice stared at her for a large portion of the proceedings with one empty, soulless eye. You know, thank you, Babylon Bee, for just creating so much humor for us to get through all of this. There's just some crazy stuff going on. El Chapo, huh? All guilty on all counts?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, interesting.
The shorty,
right?
But they're going to appeal.
I know. Hi, caller. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Go right ahead.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hi there.
Hey, just to touch on that Romney deal a little bit. If mm-hmm. the non-believers don't think that he has no problems mm-hmm. cutting off land access, he's doing it right here in southern Utah.
Yeah, he's doing it in my own state. You know, it's amazing to see how much control they can get and what they can wield with their influence. And so here in my own state, and I'm talking to you, Chicago, and everywhere else, here in my own state, Romney, his pull as senator, junior senator, I might add, where he can just kind of figure on taking lands. Thanks, caller. I really appreciate it. Yeah, it's...
Well, no, he's doing it privately.
Yeah.
He's actually buying up land in mm-hmm. southern Utah. He's mm-hmm. doing it on co-op.
Yep.
And he's buying this up, and then he's fencing off rights-of-ways that have been there for 100 years for the ranchers.
Yep, because...
The ranchers are up here local, and they don't know what to do.
Because he's a junior senator.
I'm hoping the county commissioners mm-hmm. have a little backbone and stand up to this mm-hmm. guy mm-hmm. and knock those gates down.
Yeah, I agree.
He's doing it right here in southern Utah.
I agree. Hey, thanks, caller. Yeah, I agree. And it's just kind of insane that when you are a junior senator, for that matter, you can wield the kind of power because Romney's a liberal. And so my state got stuck with him, even though he's never lived here, except for like a couple of days. And we got stuck with this guy who can personally go after lands for himself. And then, of course, you know, want lands bills and so forth for the protection of the government. And so it tells you right there how liberal he is. So frustrating, I know. Anyway, okay. So I wanted to talk about so many things. In fact, where do you want to start? Well, Bill Gates. So we've done a lot on Alexandria to basically mm-hmm. showcase that the bill she's touting is hers isn't even hers. It was written by the where's my brain today? United Nations Environmental Program. It was written in 2008. Bill Gates is slamming her. When Bill Gates, the establishment guru, the mouthpiece for the establishment, the mouthpiece for everything global, gets on your case. And why is he getting on her case? Because it affects him.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he said that, you know, his worth approaches $100 billion. So he's slamming the tax policies like the one put forth by Cortez, saying she's missing the larger picture. It could create tax dodging. Duh.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought that was hilarious. I mean, come on. So there's that, which I thought was just, oh, man. Omar, she's still in the news today.
Uh-huh.
Omar's Israel tweets the latest in a long line of controversial comments. How do you feel about this? 888-673-1450. Kind of interesting what's going on there, too. She seems to be in the news quite a bit. And so you can weigh in on that as well. I also wanted to mention the bullet train. We have to talk about that because it seems as though little Feinstein and her hubby, who got all those millions for the bullet train that never happened, they're pulling the plug now?
Pulling the plug.
Well, what happened to all the money?
Well, I don't know. But there's
it's
no
the big
bullet
mystery.
Train,
nobody
that's
knows.
For sure.
Nobody knows.
There's been a lot of research done, and they finally figured out that since 2008, I guess that's 10 years, they finally figured out that a bullet train, that there's just no path that where they can actually build a bullet train because it's either too steep. It just doesn't work.
Right.
You know, you kind of have to go to the Texas to build a bullet train.
Well, at least we're building part of the wall there.
Yeah.
They're building something. It just ain't a train. So we got 1.35. What was it? It was almost 1.4.
1.37 billion.
375 billion. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not very much.
No, it's not. How did you feel about that deal?
I didn't care. I don't care about the money for the wall. I think there's plenty of money to build a wall if they want to. The issue I have is with the ice beds.
Mm.
They want to actually take away 8,000 beds so that when ICE arrests people, if they really want to keep this person, they have to let somebody else go.
Right.
They would if this was to be passed, they'd immediately have to let 8,000 criminals go.
Yeah.
Into our country. Illegal alien criminals.
And you know what else we have to think about? We were talking 49,000 beds, right? 49,000 people at that holding facility. That's a lot of people to hold. I mean, that is a lot.
And there's hardly anybody coming.
Just millions. No big deal. But think about how many people, and the liberals still complain that we're not holding more. We're already holding 49,000, and I think we should be holding a lot more to get them out of the country. Not holding them, but get them out, and they have to just come back the legal way. This is ridiculous.
What's ridiculous is the 49,000 is a very small percentage that were caught.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, exactly. There's another 400 million that got through. You know?
That's how it feels anyway.
Yeah, no, it really does. It's crazy.
I know. You almost can't believe what's going on there, and so we got a little, you know, piddly amount compared to what we were even asking for. And what we were even asking for, what Trump was asking for, was nothing.
No,
comparatively to what is needed. But I'm hoping that we can get that wall built. And I truly, this is what I said when I turned to Milty on this too, before the show. He has to go to the States. It's time. We can't sit here and think it's either won or lost at the federal level anymore. He has to publicly say, I support the states. People, go support your state in getting this done. Put the heat on the states, because the federal is never going to do it. These bait and switch conservatives, the ones that are that made sure that they did not get this wall money when they could have, when they were the majority. They're never going to do it. When they had the power, they didn't do it. They're not doing it now. And of course, now they can just blame it on the Democrats. See, it's real easy. See, they'll win re-election because it's real easy to blame it on the liberals. And no, the liberals don't want it. They need the votes. But the states have to come through. And if Trump can say, you know what, this isn't up to me anymore. Sorry, they're never going to put it through. So you guys are just going to have to do it. I tell you what, GoFundMe accounts that crop up for the states will happen. Mm-hmm. People will be able to do that and get her done. And we just need to.
Well, you'll find out for sure what your governor's made out of.
Oh, yeah.
If this happens, because it will take a strong governor. These governors anymore, they're convinced that unless the federal government gives them money, they're not going to help.
Yeah.
With anything.
Yeah. They're gonna, and the states will blame the feds, so then you'll know what your state is really. Yeah, you're right. You'll know what the state's made of. But if there were GoFundMe accounts to the states, to the southern states, from all the states to build those walls, they couldn't ignore that.
No,
they could not ignore that. So he needs a new strategy, and that is to take the ball away from these ridiculous people in the House on both sides of the aisle. Take the ball away from them, the power away from them, and get it into the hands of the states where they could actually do something. Because when a state's held more accountable because it's local to the people, I promise you, all of our states, people will come out of the woodwork to give money if they know it's actually going to build something. Be right back on the Kay Daly Show.
All right, Tango team, Quinn and I have been working on some new jingles for our 4 Southern Utah locations.
And here's what we have so far.
Nobody beats Tango. Nobody.
This is Quinn Allgood from Tango, your car wash for the people.
Tango Express Car Wash. Tango Car Wash.
A car wash for everyone. Tango.
When you hear the splash, think of Tango Car Wash.
I feel like those are already taken. But how about this? Tango Express Car Wash with 4 locations and 1 coming soon near Costco.
This is Greg from the Gold Ore Store. We pay more. Gold Ore Store is now buying that coin collection that you've had for years or maybe you recently inherited. Yes, Gold Ore Store is buying gold jewelry, dental gold, gold coins, silver coins, anything that you have of value, Gold Ore Store is buying right here at 7 North Main Street, St. George. Give us a call now, 435-703-9119, or visit us at goldorestore.com.
Apple, Amazon, Google. Great things can come out of a garage, and over at Garage Doors Only, we make sure your garage doors are in the best possible working order. We service, repair, and install garage doors and openers. Give us a call at 435-868-1200 or come see us at our showroom at 689 North Bluff. Check out our reviews by Googling Garage Doors Only, and let's make great things happen in your garage this year.
For the last decade, Red River Health and Wellness has been changing people's lives here in Southern Utah, even achieving 4.8 out of 5 on Google. But don't take our word for it. Here's what they have to say about their actual experience. JW said,
"We always knew something was wrong, but couldn't ever figure out the traditional way. I'm so glad I found Red River. It's not witch doctory, which I was totally afraid of, and it uses a very scientific, logical approach to health without just throwing a bunch of drugs at you. I was so stoked to lose 16 pounds of pure inflammation. I don't itch, I can finally keep up with my toddler, I'm sleeping better, and I'm not as puffy. Life equals changed."
This is Dr. Joshua Redd, chiropractic physician at Red River Health and Wellness. Our patients really say it best. We are so passionate about helping you, we offer a satisfaction guarantee. If you aren't satisfied within the first 30 days, we give you your money back. Let us help you remember what it's like to feel good again.
Call Red River Health and Wellness chiropractic physicians today. 855-55-RIVER.
Call Red River today.
Hi, this is Kate Daly, and I love my sponsors. Copiers for Sale offers Southern Utah the best quality and pricing on printers, copiers, and plotters. They sell, lease, and service any equipment your business or home office needs. Copiersforsale.com, a local company and division of Steamroller Copies, is always asking, what do you want to print today? And St. George Massage, stgeorgemassage.com, to schedule today. No messy memberships, just an incredible massage. You deserve it, and it makes a great gift for someone you love.
You want your message to be seen.
What you doing?
Making our sign.
Green markers. On an old cardboard box. I don't think that's going to work.
So you try again.
Look at this. How about this one?
I don't think that's going to work either.
Rainbow Sign and Banner. For banners, signs, vehicle wraps, and service. Done fast, done right. Rainbow Sign and Banner.
Carpet cleaning companies have been doing it the same for 40 years. They flood your carpet with hot water and shampoo and then try to vacuum out all the dirty, sudsy water. Seems impossible, right? Well, it is. Good news, though, there is a better way. Zero Res uses patented powered water, so your carpet dries faster with no sticky, crunchy soap residue left over. And it's super clean. Zero Res does it right with better results. Trust them. Start the new year off clean. For just the next few weeks, they're offering $25 per room for carpet and $25 per room for tile and grout cleaning. $25 and $25. $25 is a super low price for carpet, and it is a huge discount on tile. Now, who doesn't want to save a few bucks this time of year? Best deal of the year. $25 and $25. Carpet and or tile and grout cleaning at just $25 per room. Your carpet will look like new, and no more gray grout lines. Call today at 435-215-1175. That's 215-1175. Or go to ZeroResStGeorge.com.
NASCAR crashes Las Vegas.
Big damage on Kurt Busch's car.
For Pennzoil 400 weekend.
Had a lot of smoke in the cockpit.
It's high stakes and insane speed at America's Racing Showplace.
He'll pinch Joey Logano to the middle ground.
Pennzoil 400 weekend tickets are going fast at LVMS.com or call 800-644-4444.
Cash in big and leave Las Vegas a winner.
NASCAR's fastest weekend at Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I found a love for me. Darling, just dive right in. Follow my lead. Well, I found a girl. I never knew you were the someone waiting for me. 'Cause we were just kids when we fell.
Welcome back. Love that song. Valentine's Day is coming. Are you a big Valentine's kind of guy?
Isn't that in March?
Apparently.
Does that answer your question?
You know, surprisingly, I'm not a Valentine's gal. I almost detest Valentine's Day.
The first time I sent my wife a dozen long stem red roses,
right?
She said, "Why are you wasting money?"
So, she's so practical. Yep, I love it.
Yep.
I love it. I'm a little bit that way too. I'm a little bit more practical than people would think I was. Sometimes people think I'm so girly. I'm actually not in those ways. Like Valentine's Day, you know what it's more about for me is I don't want to be told I have to say this on this day, or I have to express love on this day. To me, it just sounds so stupid to me.
Well, in my relationship with my wife over this 40 years, mm-hmm. every day has been Valentine's Day.
Oh, look at him, man.
Are you listening,
hon?
He's
scoring the points. You're scoring the points today. Yeah. In fact, I have always told my husband, no, I don't want to do dinner. Don't buy me flowers on that day. Buy me flowers on another day when somebody doesn't tell you to do it and you just want to.
That's what I do.
You know what I mean?
Then she doesn't complain.
Yeah, exactly. See? But yeah, I don't know if everyone else is like that. You all just kind of go, ugh, I know the guys have to go, seriously, a day that tells me if I don't do it, I'm in the doghouse? Really? But I wonder how many women feel that way like I do. Because for me, ugh, yeah. We'll play awful love songs on that day for bumpers. I just can't stand it. But I don't like to feel like sheeple.
Isn't that tomorrow?
No. Let's see. No.
February 14th?
Thursday. Isn't it Thursday?
The 14th.
Yeah. It's the 14th.
That's tomorrow.
No, that's the next
Today's
day.
The 13th.
No, it's the 12th.
Is it really?
Yeah. And so you wouldn't even get it right, even if you liked the
That's
holiday.
Right.
Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. We were kind of laughing because there's a couple things on the docket to talk about, and you can weigh in. But we were just sort of perusing, and we were talking about the wall. Definitely go through the states. He's got to take the ball away from Congress because Congress is totally inept and won't do it. And you've got Nancy Pelosi, who thinks she's the queen of all human and being. And so you just take the ball away. Don't even let them play. Actually act like they're totally irrelevant. Take it to the states. Tell the states to do it. Tell the people to uphold states doing it and give money to the states if that's what it's going to take. I don't agree with taxing myself to get something like this done. But if that's what it's going to take, then let's just do it. I also wanted to mention this. It was so funny. So we have the Oscars, you know, the Oscars was complaining. You know how we've talked about this once in a while on the show, the Oscars, they were complaining because they're getting some of their segments dumped, their categories dumped for airtime for commercials because they can't make any money. They are so far down on the scale now. They're mm-hmm. so far down on making money that they are desperate to shove more commercials in people's faces. They are imploding and nobody's writing about it. And that just drives me crazy is when nobody says it. They're totally imploding. They're not getting the audience numbers. It's just going down. They're going down in flames. That's why they have to put so many more commercials on. I'm surprised they don't just scrap like Best Picture and all that. Well, I think they should scrap the whole thing, but that's just me.
I'd rather listen to commercials than those idiots talk.
I know. Pay attention to me. Put me on the screen. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I get amazed. You know, here we are probably 3 days away from another government shutdown, mm-hmm. and everybody's still going to try to blame the president about this.
I know. Doesn't it drive you nuts? Because nobody will shine a light on Congress. Nobody will shine a light on what they're doing and getting away with. No one.
No. And what frustrates me, I try to explain to people, I said the aspect here is if you went to a restaurant and you ordered a medium rare steak and they brought it to you well done and they kept taking it back and cooking it more, you still wouldn't be happy.
So true. Oh, that's
you know,
so true.
It's like you can't keep just rehashing the same thing over again. Give me what I want.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, you know, he's not saying the whole meal was terrible, just this part.
Exactly.
And it's such a small part. Like he says, with a $4 trillion budget, I'm mm-hmm. asking for $5 billion, which is less than 1/10 of 1%. And you guys are frustrating like I'm asking for a space program.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, that's why he has to take the ball away from them finally. Stop playing their game. Don't let them play anymore, because they do. They want to play it. They want to make this so politicized. So take it away. Let the states do it. And get on Twitter and tell the people, say, start sending money to the states, and it'll put enough pressure on them that they can't complain about the feds not giving them money. They're going to have enough money to do it. What will be the holdup then? What would be the holdup if people sent money to the states to get this done?
Yeah, I don't really know. What here, we're getting to a point where the farther, in reality, Trump is more centrist than a lot of the Republicans we've had in the past,
mm-hmm.
because he's trying to do what more people want to have done.
Right.
But the Democrats have moved so far to the left.
Yeah.
That he seems like he's really out to the right field, when what he's doing are basic American principles.
Sure.
It's a great observation. Yep, you're exactly right. Yep. Hat tip to you. Yep. Perfect. Right. Thanks.
You know, this, yeah, it's great. This
888-673-1450. Go ahead.
This morning, the president said, look, I accepted responsibility for the first shutdown. It was on me. But this time, it's on Congress. He didn't say it's on the Democrats. He said it's on Congress.
Yeah.
Which I give him a lot of credit for that, because
I do too.
You know, they would be making this a partisan issue. He said it. No, it's on Congress.
Right. No, I agree. I totally agree. And that light should have been shining on them all along, to tell you the truth. And you were right. Yesterday you said that it would be, you and Pester were talking about the fact that it would be, this would be the Democrats on the hook for this next one.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter, though, if they get blamed for stuff, though, because it doesn't, they're Teflon. When you own the media, and the media can paint you as...
Right.
The victor every single time, even though you're not winning anything.
Which is what will happen.
then you know, it sets the tone, doesn't it? And a lot of people are bamboozled by that.
Mm-hmm.
So if he took the ball away and put it in the state's hands, it would be the only answer he could actually do. There is no other way to do this unless the states just on their own decide that we're just going to be in charge of our own state, which they can do, by the way. There's nothing stopping them. They all have rainy day funds. There you go. There's no reason in the world why they can't build a wall each state, and you know, so what? They won't get the cost recouped. So what?
Well, that's
do
the
it
reason.
Anyway. I know, but do
and
it
that's
anyway.
That's the reason their weak governors will use.
Yep, but do it anyway. Do it anyway. That's
well, if the people yell and scream at us, see, governors listen to their constituencies more than, you know, members of the House and the Senate. So state government is much more responsive to the people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It has to be because it's more local, and they have to see these people.
I think that was the idea.
I think that's what the founders had in mind. Yeah, I think so. I think that is what the founders had in mind. So you know what? We have answers and solutions, and we have to start spreading the word that those are the answers and solutions, and we have to stop relying on the same old game, because it's so politicized now. It's such a game that it isn't even about anything it's supposed to be anymore. It's just utter nonsense. It's utter nonsense.
Yeah.
So I was looking at even my own state and all the bills, you know, legislative session and all the bills these people seek to push through. And it was utter nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
It was, what can we create? What can we think of? What could we possibly do to hurt people's liberty and freedom? That's pretty much how they go about writing legislation.
Yep.
It's pretty much how Congress works on both sides of the aisle. On both sides of the aisle.
Yeah. They write legislation to look for a problem.
Yeah. They do. They really do. But, you know, they'll eat their own. That's kind of what happens, is the parade of lunatics comes out and they eat their own anyway. I was saying earlier, I'd rather have the parade of lunatics almost over the sneaky ones that don't do the people's bidding and say they are, and use scapegoats and the whole nine yards. Because sometimes with conservatives, with our own conservatives, there's so much sneakiness going on and bait and switching going on that I would rather have somebody I know what I'm going to get. Than somebody that's lying to me and being nice and smiling at me and shaking my hand that seems normal, and you think this person's normal. I think they get it, and then they don't. So, what would you choose? The parade of lunatics like Kamala, and I swear, are they just eating their own?
Yeah.
Now they're going past, they're asking her about her ethnicity because now she's been kind of lying about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But she did admit to smoking pot. And listening to Snoop Dogg.
Do you know what? This is going to be such a crap show to watch. It's going to actually be so funny. It really is. I mean, this is going to be enough fodder for radio for like a decade.
Well,
this next election of who's going to go up against Trump. Because Trump will win. So this is going to be hilarious.
Maybe in the next year what will really happen is they're going to tell us it was just a kind of a sitcom.
It was a sitcom. Played out in real life.
That we didn't tell you about ahead of time.
Like the Truman Show.
Yeah.
We're in the Truman Show and there's a whole gaggle of people in a stadium watching us have to deal with this parade of lunatics. We just don't know it.
Well, there's plenty of lunatics in the world. Okay, three female students at Yale. And this is really funny. Three female students at Yale are suing Yale to admit women into male fraternities. Not female fraternities, by the way, but into male fraternities. If they were female fraternities, they'd be sororities. So these three intelligent Yale female students want to be admitted into a male fraternity.
Do they want to sleep with them, or are they lesbians?
I don't know.
I don't think they probably know. You're right. This reminds me of Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts. We want to be a member of the Boy Scouts, but you have the Girl Scouts. No, we want to be a member of the Boy Scouts.
See, they say they want to stop the school's social organizations from admitting people based on their gender. But imagine if three guys were suing to join a girl sorority. a female sorority. They wouldn't want that.
Well, no. No, they would go to Me Too movement and say, you're not allowed in here because we're going to Me Too you.
But,
it's true.
But they can go ahead and argue that this is a gender issue.
But they have a sorority.
Yeah.
Do they not know that? Maybe we ought to send them the memo.
Yeah.
They're going to Yale. They're supposed to be smart.
I think they probably got turned down for the sorority.
They probably did. They're just bitter. Bitter women who want to be men. Oh, Lord, help us. I hope we don't have a whole gaggle of those.
I thought the Greek culture was dying out anyway in the university.
I thought so, too. Well, I'll tell you, the remember Walter that we had on the show, the transgender that regretted it?
His
story's on USA Today.
Well,
USA Today actually put out a non-friendly trans story where the guy's saying, look, this was a mistake. This did not do my life any favors. I was messed up. This is not okay. Why are we telling these kids they need to go do this? And so, you know what? Bless them for doing that. USA Today, surprisingly, USA Today printed Walter's story.
His story was fantastic. I remember that interview.
Walter Hollier,
like it
is
was
that his
yesterday.
Name?
Yeah. Hire.
Hire, yeah. He was, he is such a good guy. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Dixie Power is building communities and delivering convenience by constantly working towards making your life better with safe, reliable, dependable, and affordable power. When you're a member, you receive discounts at local businesses, lower energy bills, and tips to lower your energy costs. It pays to be a Dixie Power member. When you flip the switch, click the button, or turn the knob, Dixie Power will be with you every step of the way. Visit DixiePower.com to see a full list of services and energy-saving tips. Dixie Power, energizing life.
They're changing the tax rules again. What does that mean for you? To find out, join Abe Ashen on your family and your retirement Tuesday afternoons at 5 here on St. George News Radio 93.1 and 1450 KZNU.
Join Larry Bradley, therapist, lecturer, and published author every Wednesday at 5 p.m. on St. George News Radio for Leave It to Larry, brought to you by Dixie Family Skills Center. It's all about learning how to live happy, demonstrating that happiness is within everyone's reach. If you're unhappy with your spouse, unemployment, or your children, if you don't handle stress well or struggle with being more negatively attuned, then come and learn. It'll change how you see everything and perhaps provide you for the first time in your life the power to live happy. Leave It to Larry, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. right here on St. George News Radio.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in this area? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in this area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. This area is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Save up to $600 during the Dream Big, Save Big President's Day sales event. Hi, it's Justin from the Mattress Store. Save big, up to $600 on the latest from Tempur-Pedic, Sealy, and Stearns & Foster with up to 72 months, no interest financing. The Dream Big, Save Big President's Day sale is going on now. Come in today, sleep well tonight. Bluff by Ace Hardware, Washington next to Best Buy, Bloomington by the Walmart, and downtown Cedar City next to Lynn's. Nobody beats the Mattress Store. Nobody.
For the last decade, Red River Health and Wellness has been changing people's lives here in Southern Utah, even achieving 4.8 out of 5 on Google. But don't take our word for it. Here's what they have to say about their actual experience.
Savannah J said,
absolutely love and would recommend this center to anyone and everyone. Dr. Swindlehurst is amazing.
And Megan J said,
great place to go when you need answers that a traditional doctor is not giving you. I am feeling great and have solved all of my health complaints by following the program at Red River.
This is Dr. Joshua Red, chiropractic physician at Red River Health and Wellness. Our patients really say it best. Most of them come to us after they've run out of options and answers. I want you to know that you don't have to suffer anymore. We are so passionate about helping you, we offer a satisfaction guarantee. If you aren't satisfied within the first 30 days, we give you your money back. Let us help you remember what it's like to feel good again.
Call Red River Health and Wellness Chiropractic Physicians today. 855-55-RIVER.
Call Red River today.
John Gibson, digging up history. The guy was pulled over and given a speeding ticket by a man who owed him much more than a torn-up citation. That story after this. Want to get back that full head of hair you once had? Now you can do something about hair loss with Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to help you return to a full-bodied head of hair. Reveal for men and women, too, for all types of hair. 30-day money-back guarantee. Get yours at johngibson.com. That's Reveal for hair at johngibson.com. Click on the Juness button on the right. johngibson.com. Juness. The carriage driver was careening through the streets of Washington, D.C., two horses working up a lather as he urged them on to greater and greater speeds. A nearby cop was horrified at the reckless driver and waved him down. The cop wrote him a ticket. The reckless driver was a man who loved fast horses and always went at full speed. The irony of this otherwise ordinary encounter? The cop was a black man. And the driver was the President of the United States, the Union general who won the Civil War that freed the black man. And his name was Ulysses S. Grant. And the ticket, it stuck. I'm John Gibson, digging up history.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Well, might want to make sure about that. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. This is, Kate Daly, your host. I've also got Uncle Melty with me. You can go to katedalyradio.com for a podcast of the show. Nearing about 500,000 listens. 500,000 listens in a short period of time. Can you believe that? So crazy. I'm so glad, though. I'm so glad people are finding the show. And I really appreciate your emails and correspondence. And thank you for that. I do look at all of them. So just know that I do read every single one. I promise and guarantee that I read every single one. I just might not be able to get back to you, but I do read them. And so people are sending in all kinds of tips and things that are going on that they're concerned about. And there's a host of stuff, man.
You know who's getting really worried about what's going on?
Well, who?
George Soros.
Yeah.
He has sent a message out to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
He said the Europe needs to wake up before it's too late, before the nationalist parties take control.
Right. Yeah.
He's scared. After all the money he's put out, he's losing the battle. That's a good sign.
When they have an article with George Soros, right? George Soros telling us what needs to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because I look at it like this. I swear to you, I wish that they would play this kind of music in a clip on the page where he's talking, because this is how I start to feel. I start to feel like, man, whatever he wants would be for, oh, I don't know, globalism or the destruction of the United States. Why is that? Seriously, I know. There's got to be some like even creepier music than that, isn't
there? Oh, I'm sure there is.
I mean, it's like, I don't know. I almost think it's comical. It's comical that we get a message from the evil one to tell us that he's really that. Hey, by the way, European Union needs to happen. So don't let it destruct. Okay.
Well, for at least 15 years, he's been funding the left wing in Europe and in the United States. And when Hungary came out recently and passed a Stop Soros package in Hungary.
Yeah. Finally saw through.
Yeah. I mean, he's
big
lost.
Indication.
He's out of it, I think. He's pretty well done. His money isn't getting it done anymore.
I don't know. He's got a lot of cash. He raped Europe over all their assets back in the 90s and started there. And then, man, he just compounded every single year. He's got so much money in Switzerland.
I know, but
in the
Kate,
BIS.
Over the last 10 years, when you mentioned Soros to people, they'd call you a conspiracy theorist.
True.
He's now admitting what he is.
That's so true.
He's admitting what he is. Yeah. So it's not a conspiracy anymore.
Mm-hmm. He's outed, is what
you're
saying.
He's outed himself.
Yeah, he still has a lot of power. I mean, he still owns
a lot of
stuff. He's definitely behind the backing of say, Alexandra and some different people. So, I mean, he's you know, obviously at the media helm. He's got a lot of bases covered, let's say.
But he's also under a magnifying glass at the same time.
Yeah, he liked to be in the shadows. He definitely liked being in the shadows. A lot of those people do. But yeah, this is when Hungary finally passes laws against you, keep you out of their country. Yeah, it's pretty much a woke moment for people. Yeah. And he said, this is what he said. He said, Europe is sleepwalking into oblivion. And the people of Europe need to wake up before it's too late. No, they are waking up. They're wearing yellow vests, and they're also voting for Brexit. You know, those people, they're also those are the people that they're awake. Everyone else is asleep.
And not long ago here in the last month, they tried to convince the world that Brexit wasn't going to happen.
Mm-hmm. I know.
You know, they really tried to make it
and
look that way.
And they're still trying.
Yeah, but it is going to happen.
Yeah. He had delivered, what, $560,000? Yeah, I doubt that's all.
Yeah.
To an anti-Brexit campaign.
Yeah.
Boy, he is really trying out there. He is begging for it. You know, I can't imagine I'd be somebody that no matter how much of a leftist loony I was, that I would actually want to hear what he had to say. I mean, are there that many people just bent on the fact he has money that he needs to be heard? Because there's no other reason for him to have a media story about him. He's not in public office. There's no reason for it.
Well, the irony is always to me, why is anybody going to listen to somebody who's worth billions of dollars and preaching communism?
Oh, you'd be surprised.
There's a little bit of an issue there.
Just a tinge. Yeah. It's just funny how these people, they somehow create their own respectability in the press, and they somehow create a following. And I always wonder why and how that actually happens, because there's no reason for him to be in a front page article today.
No.
And like I said, they are eating their own. So you've got the Oscars complaining about the fact that they have to dump four categories. So boo-hoo. We can't see them on screen get their award. You know, that award show, even if it happened, should be literally 10 minutes long. The only reason people even watch it is Best Actress, Best Actor, and Best Movie. Nobody cares about all the other stuff. When those speeches come on, everybody is a snooze fest. Nobody cares. And so I was just laughing because they can't make enough money. They have to add so many commercials that the whole entire thing is going to be a commercial. Wait for more product placement like they did the flu shot to happen, because they have to get those sponsors in on their clothing. Like, they should all wear those NASCAR badges on their outfits, sure, on their beautiful dresses. They really should. Nobody cares anymore what they have to say, because they're such lunatics. And you know, those that are speaking out, I give a lot of credit to actor Chris Platt for speaking out about the fact that he's not allowed to have any alternative view other than being a full-on liberal in Hollywood, and how he gets just raked for this. And they're still at it. They're horrible to these poor actors that want to say something that they don't agree with.
You know, it's funny what can happen when a pendulum starts swinging. Right now, okay, for years and years and years at election time, we always hear how, you know, the Democrats own the labor unions. Own the labor unions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, the labor unions came out yesterday and today saying this new Green Deal by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is vague and potentially dangerous, and it could bankrupt us all. So now they're losing the labor unions over her.
Yeah. Well, good.
Yeah.
Love it.
I mean, it is good. It's great.
Yeah.
The things that are happening. I get more excited every day.
Yeah. There was an interesting story. I think it was, where was it? Vote? There was an interesting story where somebody said hat tip to Susan. Somebody said that she was kind of a CIA plant to divide the Democrat Party, to divide them. Very interesting. Very, very interesting kind of thought behind that. You know, I don't count anything out anymore.
No.
I don't, because I've been so shocked, you know, through the years that of the lying and the corruption, that nothing would faze me anymore. But that is a very interesting thought.
If she was really as stupid as she looks and speaks, I don't think she would have gotten elected.
Well, they definitely got that seat for her.
Yeah.
It was definitely rigged to her face. You can't win a $13 million campaign incumbent.
No.
I'm sure they made a phone call and said, you're kind of done, so move aside and don't whine about it. We're putting in our next useful idiot.
Because she didn't really win. He lost.
Yeah. Exactly. Because when I saw the spread and they said she won by like 13 points, I thought, there is no way in hell that happened. So they were trying to sell it hard that the people rose up in her favor, this little waitress. And so so it is an interesting thought. I mean,
maybe.
What's up?
Maybe what her job is to destroy the far left.
I don't know.
Because that's what she appears to be doing.
Well, it is kind of an interesting thought. So not a CIA plant in that she's theirs, but that she has handlers.
Yes.
But that she's put there by maybe the
more
other
conservative, middle of the road, moderate Democrats had to get rid of the far left. The far left is eating the Democrats up.
Yeah,
they have to get rid of them.
They do.
Maybe
they absolutely
she's
do. What do you guys think about that theory? Kind of interesting. I've given it some thought. It's kind of crazy. All right. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Have you also seen where Hungary is coming up with some new immigration laws, and they are enforcing their immigration laws and not allowing just anybody to walk right in?
Yeah. I wonder why we can't do that.
I wish I could remember who it is, but I know there's an interview with one of their officials explaining why, and the fact that, you know, trying to get into our country without going through our system, it's illegal. You're illegally in this country if you do that.
Yes.
So it's really, we really, really need to be following their lead.
Oh, I wish. And you know what?
Yeah.
We really could. We just don't realize
our
power.
Sure.
Yeah. And we give in to thinking that the feds have all the power. So whoever we put into office in the federal level gets to make every single decision. And I just wish the people would reclaim their state power back. Oh.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Yeah. Act like a sovereign individual.
Yep, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's an article in The World.
Mm-hmm.
In Orban's Hungary, refugees are unwelcome. So are those who try to help. So they've caught on to what's going on in Europe for sure.
I know, and they have for quite a while. They've been fighting this, and you know that we keep going up with this ridiculous sort of discussion. Why are we even discussing it? It shouldn't have even. This should have been done a long, long time ago. It's really frustrating to me that we're still talking about it, and having to make the point. Amazing. I also wanted to let people know that the feds have a tough time really selling their gun control federally right now, and I just wanted everybody to kind of keep track of their own state's red flag laws. These have gone through in mm-hmm. over 20 states now. And it's quite disastrous. And the reason being is because if they can just hit each state with their red flag, then the states don't realize that other states are going through the same exact thing. When it comes to state legislation, we don't really compare notes with other states a lot. We always just think we're dealing with whatever we're dealing with in our own state. And I just wanted to mention that those red flag laws are gun control, and it's some of the fiercest kind because it does away with people's due process. So if somebody was mad at somebody, like, say, oh, I don't know, an ex-spouse, or, you know, somebody was just angry, they could potentially call up the cops and say, hey, go get this person's guns. I feel like they're going to be a danger. The cops go in, they get a, what is it called? They get the document from the judge, can't remember the name of it, and it supersedes any kind of due process. You're robbed of your due process. They come, they can take your guns, and you have to fight to get them back. So these red flag laws are very, very busy in all the different states right now trying to get through by different names. So please look this up in your own legislature. Try to stop these laws, make people understand, or try to get them to understand the damage that these things can do and the fact that they are alive and well. So when the feds can't do it at the federal level, they go to the state level. And they're being very successful there because the states are doing it in the name of suicide. So what they're doing is they're saying, well, we don't want any more youth suicide, even though it's such a low number of deaths. In my own state, 25 kids between the ages of 10 and 17 commit suicide by gun every year. So they're doing it and they're pushing it off to this excuse that, well, we're doing this for the youth. Okay, 25 people out of the entire state they're not doing anything, okay? And they're trying to pass it off as such so that people get emotional. They don't fight it because it's suicide, right? That's like the taboo thing to talk about, right? You don't want to upset anyone. And so then they're letting these laws fly through at a state level. So the red flag laws, look them up in your own state, no matter where you're listening from.
You know, courts have been issuing that type of protective mm-hmm. order for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
If women say, oh, I think my boyfriend's going to beat mm-hmm. me up again.
They have to have evidence, though.
Well, not at first. Mm-hmm. The protective order can be issued ex parte.
Right.
But then they eventually have a hearing. And this is the same thing.
It's the same thing, almost even worse, because it's gonna be so difficult for you to ever prove, because now you're left with the burden of proof
mm-hmm.
and to prove that you should have it back. That's the problem,
right.
Is that you can't, it's nearly impossible.
And in those bills, there's a whole list mm-hmm. of things you have to jump through to get your gun back.
Right, right. Oh, it's a nightmare. Make sure you fight those. Our Second Amendment is so dear to us, and it's the only thing. It's the only line keeping that government in check. It really, truly is.
Amen.
Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in this area? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in this area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. This area is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS HD4 Leeds.